The latest estimate of the number of Katrina evacuees now in Texas is approaching 400,000. And while the city of New Orleans has become a symbol of human and government ineptitude, that has not been the case in Texas. Its big cities, Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, and Houston, have absorbed most of the stricken. And small towns are opening their doors wide, too. Palestine in East Texas has welcomed 69 mentally retarded people who used to live in New Orleans. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Tucked off a back road deep in the piney woods of East Texas is a little air-conditioned warehouse called the Anderson County Sheltered Workshop. Inside, 25 of the higher-functioning retarded from New Orleans already have full-time jobs.
Tell them what you're working on, folks.
We have these kind of slate things, and we put three of them on at a time.
Gloria Jo Holloway is earnestly making color samples for a local art supply store. She and her colleagues were moved out of New Orleans on Saturday, the day before Katrina hit.
Sir, the people were so good to you. I mean, they made you feel at home. But after a while, you get to thinking, when are we going to go back? But we didn't have no lights. And from what I hear, we're going home pretty soon.
That might be a little wishful thinking. Volunteers of America runs 12 group homes in New Orleans. The organization is faith-based and federally funded, a 100-year-old offshoot of the Salvation Army. In New Orleans, their group home residents range from 6 to 76 years of age.
Okay, this is where we're living, and so each group home has their own dorm room.
Angela King is a national program director for Volunteers of America. After 3 days of wandering Louisiana and Texas, her group was invited to stay at the Lakeview Methodist Conference Center, about 15 miles outside Palestine. 1,300 acres, three lakes, it can house and feed 1,000 people at a time. King says her chargers are coping pretty well.
The folks who are living here sense that there's someone here to take care of them, so there's not a sense of panic or unease. They miss home.
The residents range from mild to profoundly retarded, and about half of them have other problems like cerebral palsy, diabetes, they're on dialysis, or have secondary mental illness. One reason the residents are doing as well as they are is that the staff they've lived with all their lives has come with them. Michael Polk is one of 20 staff. He's a mental retardation specialist, but since Katrina, he's a Renaissance man.
Anything that's needed. You know, in your job description, it always says duties as required or something like that. Chauffeur, confidant, encourager. I've done everything but fly an F-15.
Not everyone is faring equally well. 6-year-old Carlos is seriously retarded, and he's a bit more confused and anxious.
A lot of them are nonverbal. They can't really express how they feel, and usually you see a lot of behavior changes. Crying, self-injurious behaviors, they're biting themselves, bumping their heads, and things of that nature.
And Michael Polk is worried about his family home in New Orleans, which is near Lake Pontchartrain. Polk tries to block out his personal anxieties so he can concentrate on the residents who rely on him so much.
When we left New Orleans, we only expected to be gone about 3 to 4 days. And it's been the longest 3 or 4 days of my life.
I love your hair, baby. Does it feel better? Yeah, I know it does. With that hot rod chair and in his hair like this, I don't know what we're going to do with you.
Every day, a couple of dozen volunteers from Palestine and the surrounding community show up to help. One example, the nurses in town have organized to provide care at least 16 hours a day. That's been a big help. Von Dawson is Lakeview Methodist director, and he says it's been his challenge to put all the volunteers to good use.
We are delighted with the volunteers that are coming. We don't always do that exactly right. We've done a couple of birthday parties, one for George Camp, who was 50, and then one for Darius, who was 7. We had the best Spider-Man birthday party you've ever seen in your life.
Nobody knows how long the 69 mentally retarded residents will stay in Palestine. Von Dawson says their guests from New Orleans have a place with them as long as they need it. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.